بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I was listening to Hazrat's one majlis. Hazrat Maulana Masroor Al-Asab Rahmatullah. And he says there's so many things, so many madaris around, so many things we are doing. But with all that, there's no difference in our life. Then he gave this incident of Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that he asked the people, told, what is wrong with you all? What is happening? That there's no difference in your life, no changes at all. So they said that because we are sleeping. He says, no, you're not sleeping. Your hearts are dead. Your hearts are dead. And you must remember, once your heart is dead, then you will not be able to take anything. So we have to learn now that we're doing things for a few months and day after we're leaving it. We become so consistent in doing everything. But just for a few days, few months, and then back to the old habits. Do you know what's the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that we have to learn to sit in good company more often. Because one person, a close friend of mine, came to see me. He says, I was so consistent for 2 months and then he left everything. He left everything means that he goes back to this old habit of his whatever his sins is committing, whatever it is. So we cannot trust ourselves anymore. We have to be very careful. You must not think that you're doing a few days, a few months, a few years, you're doing something. You have achieved everything. Hatta wa'adun ibad, hatta ya'tiyak al-yaqeen. Hazrat says, right till the time you leave this world, you are in ibadat all the time. You have to be consistent all the time without any fail. You must not at any time feel that I've reached my goal. No one will say that he reached his goal. The moment a person feels that he reached his goal, they must know he's gone very far. He lost everything. This is a strive that will continue all the time. How you continue is your business. You have to be so consistent, and in this road to Allah Ta'ala, there's no such thing as laziness. If you're lazy, then you cannot achieve anything. There's a strive all the time. You have to be at it all the time. For if you're making zikr also, you have to be consistent to make zikr. If the food, your most important food is your zikr. If you do it in the morning, you make sure you do it in the morning, in any other time, but you must be very consistent that you have to do it. Unless and until you know you're very sick or something, very important work. But if you leave your mamulat, whatever being prescribed for you, if you leave it, then you must know gradually you slip away. And once you slip away, you won't realize that too. Slowly you begin to realize that you missed your farz namaz too. Slowly you realize you missed your takbir ula too. Gradually it becomes to that extent, Allah must save us. It's gone to that extent that people, we are not consistent in whatever we are doing. And unfortunately, back to the same thing, the cell phone. That has caused so much of harm. We have to become strong to keep away from it. It's a very big test for us that we must try to keep it away from, because that is one thing. It is harming your inside, leave the outside. Whatever good that you're achieving, is being wiped out just through this one thing. If only we can understand. It's not coming into our minds at all. And why is it that we say we're going to do it and then after we start gradually go back to it? I mean, we can't be so... You know, the reason maybe not making dua to Allah Ta'ala. That when he's doing something, go to Allah, give me consistency in this year. In namaz, Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Give us the guidance to go through the sirat al-mustaqim. Why is it that we just do for a few days and leave it out? Every one of us. We are all guilty of it. We are all guilty of it. So we have to learn not to become consistent. I mean, just to say, you know, I'm worried, that's not sufficient. You're not worried. If you're really worried, then you make sure you keep away from those things. So I make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give us istiqama. Istiqama is important. And the only way istiqama consistency can come is three things. One is most important, is meet less and talk less. The only two things what is very important, the road to suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala, these two things are so important. Meet less. When it is very necessary, you meet someone. And talk less, because these two things you can only can look after, you see you go very far. That means, you know, jismani ruhi kabdu. Rahat, everything, be peace of mind. If you meet people less, there'll be peace of heart and peace of mind too. And less to talk less. Make the zikr of Allah at least. However, we have to understand that Nabi Kareem says, Man tawadu lillah rafa'ullah. The greatest quality that we have to show Allah Ta'ala that we are very powerless in front of Him. We are weak in front of Him. We are in need of Him all the time. This is what we have to have in us. Then the quality that you have to have in us, that we, every time that we need Allah Ta'ala, every move that we make, we need Allah Ta'ala. Do you need some? Do you not understand? With the moment, every move that you make, you need Allah Ta'ala. Now we are under the impression that we, whatever we're doing, but life is not in our hands too. Life is not in our hands. If life was in our hands, then no, there's no certain to die also. But that is also not in our hands. So how much we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much we depend on Allah ta'ala? And that is very important. So until and unless we do not become beggars. Beggars. Beggars is important. You have to become total beggars to Allah ta'ala. That you have to beg for His mercy all the time. Beg for His help all the time. Because in His hand, we know that everything is in Him. We come to know that life is not in our hands. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala to give long life also. If you got life also, you have to make dua to Allah, give me long life. So how much you need Allah Ta'ala? You know that life has come into someone, but oh Allah, give me long life. Long life, if Allah Ta'ala decides, He'll give it to you. Likewise, in everything else, you use the correct means, your eating, your drinking, medication, correct means, do everything for you to live in this world. But the correct thing is this much, that you still remember, that you have to make dua that your life will be of that kind. Make dua is important. Dua is important at all times. Oh Allah, give me that life of that kind. That I must live long in this world to do good deeds and actions. But you need Allah Ta'ala. Remember this much. Without Allah, we are helpless. Without Allah, we are helpless. Just to say that is not important. Without Allah, we are helpless. Help us in this sense that you will know something when you walk away from this masjid. When you walk in the street, you are helpless, you don't know when you can drop. And you can fall, you can slip also. You need help from Allah Ta'ala at that time also. When you're driving the car too, you have to make dua, I need Allah Ta'ala help. There's no such thing at any time that you can think, I do not need Allah. This is what you have got when you're driving from here, wherever you go. You have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, I need you Allah. I've come here in my destination, take me nicely and safely and protect me. That is what you call yourself humble. Humble all the time. You're eating food also, the food that comes in, you do not know which part of those. The possibility that the time that this must be the last morsel too. You go in the wrong pipe, you go. You ask that Allah Ta'ala to Ya Allah, I'm eating this food, let it be to this food, I must get barakat. So what you're trying to say is you are in need of Allah all the time. There's not a time you're not free from Allah. You all the time you're not free from Allah. Every moment you're. Allah. So you're helpless, you're powerless, you're weak, total weak. That we show Allah Ta'ala. We bow down to Allah Ta'ala. There's no one else you bow down beside Allah. There's no one else you bow down beside Allah. But unfortunately, bow down to somebody else. Bowing down to Allah Ta'ala means tawadu all the time. Ya Allah, I need you, Allah. Anything that you do to, you know, when you go to the bazaar to, Ya Allah, I need you. You don't know when your life can go away. Deep. People just walk in the street, they get something happen, they pass away. Some any incident take place. So what I'm trying to say is, every second of hours, you must know, oh Ya Allah, I need you. I mean, depend on you. You go to toilet, I depend on you too. Every excess, every moment. So where is that condition must come into us, that we must become totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala to that extent that you must become completely tawadu. Tawadu means humble. That humility must be there. Allah wants you to become humble. In every way you must be humble. You're talking also, you must be humble. You're walking also, you must be humble. Sometimes you think you're talking something and you come to realize nothing come in your mind to. It's because Allah Ta'ala, you got humble, Allah Ta'ala, you make me remember. So which part of the time you're not remembering Allah Ta'ala? Every time you remember Allah Ta'ala, you must be humble all the time. So to bow down, to come down, both in this way, that how do we bow down, in every way, to the highest extreme bowing down, to disgrace yourself. The meaning of to bow down is to disgrace yourself. In reality, if someone has to tell you are worse than an animal, you are worse than a pig also, it must not affect you. It must not affect you. This is what you call in bowing down to Allah Ta'ala. It must not affect you. You bow in, oh Allah, I need you. This bowing down in this world is in every way you find that the only thing that can bring this bowing down, where a person brings him down completely down to the earth to disgrace himself completely, is in Salah. Is in Salah. That's why Mahasa said, if you learn, know how, only know how to read Namaz, it is sufficient for you. If a person only knows how to make Salah, it's sufficient for him. That you know a person, when he goes to read Namaz, he must be like a real, what do you call, nokar, slave. Neck also down, completely down. Who is in front of? Is Allah. I am nothing, Allah, I am just in Allah. That's how you read Namaz. Not with pride, not that you are in someone. Bringing down yourself to that extent, that was when Rabbi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he showed us this is how Salah is to be read. My Hazrat should say, if you read the Namaz, how you read Salah is supposed to be, then what Rasulullah's experience will explain the same thing too. What Nabi Karim's experience will explain that the same thing too. But bring that quality into you. That when you come to the masjid, you must think to yourself, you're a slave coming in, a slave, you know, nokar, a slave coming. And he's fearing this much, he's sitting, standing in front there, he's fearing. Every moment he's fearing, he's standing in front, he's just fearing that he's completely humble, humble. Humility, when you say Allahu Akbar, he's humble. And he's frightened, like in the court of Allah, he is. In the court of Allah. Bring that quality of Salah in us. And when you're making Salah, then he said, every move that you make in Salah brings you more disgrace and disgrace more and more. One is standing there like a gnokar, like a servant. Your neck is bound down completely like, oh Allah, I'm so disgraced. And then you read that Namaz and Allah is only looking at you. And you are looking at Him. You're going to ruku too, that means you're even going more down. I am nothing. You bring yourself more disgrace. There's no time to think of anything else. You must think, this is my disgrace. And Allah. And when you're going up to Ursami Allah, and you're going down now, the worst, the highest point of humility to the extreme of disgrace is the head and nose. Once you put your head and nose to someone, no one beside Allah. That's the highest point of disgrace. You're disgracing yourself to that extent. Humility to the highest. In front of the majesty who is the highest, and there's no end to his highest. There's no end to Allah's majesty. He's very high. There's no end to it. Likewise, our humility must be of that extent to go down to that extent. There's no end to it too. No one must think that I'm very humble. No one must think I've gone too down. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mullah Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi, his ustad told him, Hazrat, why are you humbling yourself so low? Why are you humbling yourself so low? His ustad told him that. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah, when he heard, he said, yes, also, you will have to make even more humble to himself. You have to make more humbly, more humble. This humble is nothing. He'll have to make more humble of this time. More? So he start telling him, you humble. Why are you being more humble? His sheikh is telling him, this humility is nothing. You have to humble yourself more. So what you understanding there? What you understand? Humble yourself. You must know this much that I am nothing. I'm nothing. To people, you must be just this. Allah, Jesus Christ. That's the quality you're supposed to have in your. Humble yourself. Because respect only comes from Allah. We do not want any kind of respect. So this quality of asking for humility, it comes in only in salah. So if a person reads salah 5 times a day in the way I'm saying to all to read, you come into the masjid to completely like, you know, you have to be like this, that I'm a knocker coming to meet my ustad, my Allah, I must not even talk to anyone too. I must just make my namaz and do that. You understood? I'm not supposed to talk to anyone too. I just make my namaz and sit down. And complete in humility. And when you finish your salah, then comes the biggest thing that you also beg for his mercy. This is what we have to beg in making dua. After you made your salah, then you become now more humble that you take your hand and stretch your hand in front of you like a beggar. Only a beggar begs. If you got everything, you won't beg. Yeah, you come to know that you're a real beggar now. You're begging for his mercy. After reading Salat. So this is what is called in Salah, how you read humility, but humility in all the time. Humble all the time. In the sense of you doing any work to Allah, I need you. You go into the business to Allah, I need you. You go to the bazaar to Allah, I need you. We do not need Allah. This quality must come everywhere. You're eating food, Ya Allah, I need you. Because the food going the wrong, what will happen to me? So where are you saved from? So every corner, every moment, every second, the condition must come, oh Allah, I need you. The condition must come, Allah is looking at you. That is what been taught in the Khanqah, Zikr. That is what is taught in the Khanqah, is Zikr. Zikr Allah, Allah. You can do the world, you can get everything, but the zikr of Allah comes so strong into your heart that in every occasion, your habit becomes second nature to sunnah. Everything must become second. The remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Once that is constantly in your heart all the time, stamped, then I can assure you that cell phone will never come near you. Because it becomes so strong that Allah says, hey, what happened? Mahazir says, hey, well, straight away, what? What's this? Yes, if you do not follow that hey, that inclination that comes from Allah, that do not, hey, don't do it. No matter what sin it is, the inclination comes. Yes, you say, you abide to it. Then that thing remains with you. And every time you want to do something wrong, it reminds you, do it, don't do it. It's becoming stronger. Stronger. My banda is remembering me. He's taking my advice. He's taking my advice. He's remembering me. Don't do it. It's an inclination from Allah. A da'wah from Allah Ta'ala. And when you become stronger and stronger, when any sin you want to commit, when you stop you like that, when you abide to it, when you remember that the remembrance that comes, don't do it, and you respect it, then Allah Ta'ala makes that strong, that the sin become more weaker in your heart, and you become very strong. But if you not respect that, alright, never mind, Maulana is not there. Maulana is no one. Allah is everything. You have to know your answer, Allah Ta'ala. So it must be of this kind that no matter, no one is there, but Allah is there with you. That's the reason for you to say that you make zikr of Allah all the time. It comes to a point that you are not alone. You are not alone, but you are with someone all the time. This is what you call, and you become more humble. The more Allah Ta'ala comes closer to you, the more humble you become. You do not have pride in you because you're fearing this mother, which whatever I've achieved now, oh Allah, is nothing that I achieved, it's you that gave me this thing. You don't feel to yourself that no, I deserve those things. Today we think we deserve those things. Little bit we read namaz and I deserve this thing. Little bit we read Quran, I deserve this thing. In reality, you think to yourself, Ya Allah, I do not deserve anything. It's your mercy you gave me this thing. This quality comes into you then. That is what you call humility. That you call, and that is what comes in salah. In salah, but this humility at all times, to lower yourself, to disgrace yourself, not in public, to disgrace yourself to yourself, that if someone have to praise you, as Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when someone praise him, he say, Ya Allah, straight bear witness, I'm not happy about it. But we, if someone say, it's a namazi, man, speak more about me, man, come on, man. Yeah, he's saying, Ya Allah, let it be, you stay, bear witness that I'm not happy with the praises. That's how it's supposed to be. What are the praises for? So, humility is only in salah. Any other ibadah, if you look at it, zakat, there's no humility there. It's just ibadah Allah Ta'ala made, but no humility. In zakat, you give someone money, or he's giving zakat, He's not humble. You're giving something good you're doing. You're doing something. You're not disgracing yourself with that. That poor fellow is getting disgraced. But you're not disgracing yourself. But Allah Ta'ala made it that ibadat. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted to do that. But zakat is not an ibadat of that kind which brings about humility. Humility. Although the humility, humbleness you have in you, but that's only come in salah, where you go up and down the ground, everything. Likewise, you look at it, fasting all the same thing, because zakat is Allah Ta'ala's command. Allah Ta'ala gives that. That's a quality of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala feeds the whole world. Because you're doing the quality of Allah Ta'ala, you're giving someone. Likewise, hajj also now. Likewise, fasting also. Fasting, you keep away from your wife, keep away from eating and drinking. That's a quality of Allah Ta'ala. So that doesn't bring humility in you. Humility is only in this way. That you humble yourself all the time. In every way. See, and you show Allah Ta'ala you in need of Him all the time. This is what's called humility. Every second you need Allah Ta'ala. You're walking out from here to, you mustn't you drive in a car. Oh Allah, I need you to save me, put me safe back home. Oh Allah, I need you safe to put me back to masjid. Oh Allah, I'm going to the bazaar, take me safely there. So what time you're free from Allah Ta'ala? I'm going to the business, oh Allah, take me nicely, please safely Allah Ta'ala. I mustn't go through any difficulties. So when do you not need Allah? You need Allah all the time. When you're flying to also, Allah, I need you, please take us safely, bring us back safely. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, that it's very important this month that we must bring this quality into us that we need Allah all the time. We will not be free. We must not be free that we don't need Allah. We must show Allah, Ya Allah, I need you everything. Even to, you know, to go to just tithe, get money, you got money in your pocket too. Oh Allah, I'm taking this money, let it be safe, I'm going to buy something. If the money is not safe, what happens? So what I'm trying, there's medication that you say, Ya Allah, I'm putting this medication, and I need your help. If you don't put shifa, I need not shifa. So, a mu'min is supposed to be of this kind, that he must have this quality of humble. Humble is very important in reality. This is what is wanted. Khair, ban kar dunga abhi. The car came now, so rather stop it then. This, all these cars come in this. The same as. ND34348. Khair, inshallah, whatever I have said, when this time comes, I'm ban kar do. Whatever we said, Allah, khudaka, that must come into our lives. That's very important, come into our lives. And the more it comes into our lives, the more we get nearer and nearer and closer to Allah Ta'ala. Our purpose must become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, dear to Allah Ta'ala. And always remember that whatever you do, you must always think, Ya Allah, you are doing it, I'm not doing it. You are doing it, I'm not doing it. You read namaz to Ya Allah, you brought me in the masjid. I did not come to the masjid. You read the Quran to Ya Allah, I did not read the Quran, you made me read the Quran. Then you begin to make qadr of it, that Allah Ta'ala made me read the Quran, I'm going to read even more longer. You're making zikr to his, Ya Allah, I did not make zikr, you made me zikr. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, when they say, Hazrat, so much making dua, so much zikr making, 100,000, 200,000, nothing happening. Then he says, say, shame, man. It's a shame, man. It's a shame that 100,000, 200,000, who gave you tawfiq of that thing? If he did not give you tawfiq, you won't make one time too. What are we looking for? Just to take his name one time so big too. So every time you do something, Ya Allah, I did not do, you did everything. The quality must come of this, oh Allah, I did not do it, you did everything. My namaz to Ya Allah, you made me read namaz. Everything you gave, quality, you gave charity to, Ya Allah, I did not give, you put my heart to give that thing. So what happens? You show Allah Ta'ala, you need Allah Ta'ala all the time. You gave a poor man one small thing, Ya Allah, I did not give, you gave me to give it to you. So you're showing Allah Ta'ala in every action of Salah that you need Allah Ta'ala. تو اللہ تعالی ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء اللهم انا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلم والحمد صالحا وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك وي ريف لاند يوم من دي سين دي ان دي ان دي بابا